The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Mick McCarthy from Off the Ball with me to look ahead to the weekend's sporting action, all big ball related, football and Gaelic football, Mick. We might start with the Euros then. So, games on Saturday and Sunday. In what order? Who's playing?
we've got the last 16 starting. We've had a horrible 2-day break from football from those of us who get very quickly addicted to these tournaments and then suddenly these rest days come along and we don't know what to do with ourselves. So yeah, the last 16 kicks off tomorrow. You've got Switzerland and Italy, and you've got Germany and Denmark, which are two very, I would say, interesting games. I don't know how great they'll be to watch. And then on Sunday, I think there'll be a lot of eyes on England, Slovakia and Spain, Georgia, which is two heavy favourites in those games and two of the favourites to win the tournaments against minnows. But I think Spain are the team people want to watch. Georgia are the fairy tale story. So that game will be very interesting. And yeah. I think England are just, you can't take your eyes off them no matter how boring the football is at the moment, because it's just drama, drama, drama.
And what's your assessment of England? I mean, is it just a case of, look, they're getting the job done in the group stages, which is what you have to do? Or are there warning signs there as to kind of their ability to step it up?
Yeah, I'd say there's big glaring warning signs, to be honest. Like, I mean, that's not to say that it won't work itself out and that somebody, you know, at this stage of a tournament, somebody might come in and make themselves a star, or, you know, like Cole Palmer did really well when he came on the other night. Maybe he starts, maybe everything starts to flow around him and they gather some momentum. They're definitely good enough. But how they've been playing has been borderline shocking. And it's so laborious and slow and just no invention whatsoever in how they play. No real innovative tactics of any kind from Southgate. You've got players like all their young stars that they're building around, like Phil Foden, like Jude Bellingham, like Saka, aren't really performing at this stage. Harry Kane looks a little bit of a shell of himself. All of that can work itself out, but you have to think the laws of probability is you're not playing well, you're going to continue that way.
Yeah.
So
the Spanish, okay, before the tournament, I guess Spain are always going to be mentioned as a kind of a possibility, but it was more, I guess, the Germans, because it was in Germany and there's a sense that despite how poor they were a couple of years ago, they'd always turn it on. England because of the squad they had, France because of the absolute stellar talent they have.
Yeah.
Kind of post group stages, I feel like Spain have kind of climbed up that pecking order.
I think you're exactly right. It's funny, Spain are always just in the conversation because they're Spain and because we're in reach of that great team that won three tournaments in a row. But actually, I don't think expectations were that big at all. And then they went out and hammered Croatia in their first game. And teams don't really hammer Croatia traditionally. And they've just looked just exciting. They're very good to watch, which I think people who remember the great Spain team who could pass the ball all day long but would bore the head off you. That's not really the case anymore. They're really, really good to watch. There's some great young players. And I kind of need to see a little bit more of them. They will beat Georgia, which will be the end of that brilliant fairy tale.
Yeah.
But, you know, then it looks like they'll be playing Germany in the quarterfinal. So it could all end very, very quickly. Yeah. So there's big
brave
games.
Brave man to bet against the Germans in the quarterfinal in Germany.
Home. Yeah, exactly. So the big, big games are coming up very, very shortly here now, you know, in this tournament. But that's it. Spain, I think, have been the neutrals' viewers' choice so far.
Yeah.
So I think watching that on Sunday, then getting a little bit of kind of seeing how they're performing, and if that can, now that the pressure is rising in the knockout stages, if they can continue that, I think will be interesting.
So Croke Park as well has four games on this weekend, the four quarterfinals. One big game each day, probably how it's looking. Is it kind of Kerry Derry day one, Dublin Galway day two?
Yeah, I think that's the way you would naturally look at it. You have to see how the games will develop. I mean, last weekend, once you get to knockout, anything that's close is going to be interesting, as it was in nearly all of the games last week. But yeah, they'd be the headlines, I think, there. Kerry probably couldn't have asked for anybody more difficult out of the four teams that won last week. Derry, we all know they've lost three games. They've drawn another one now that they drew technically with Mayo. And, you know, many will say they shouldn't even be still in the championship with that kind of record, but they are.
Yeah.
And if they go back to anywhere close to the form that they showed last year or in the league,
even early this year, that's the thing. You know,
they won the league.
You're not
kind
of asking
them
to hark back to kind of the form 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah. It's only a few weeks ago almost.
Yeah, beat Dublin in the league final on penalties, but still beat them. And, you know, then it all went wrong for them in the Ulster Championship, and since then it looks like they've been in crisis, but they turned up and beat Mayo in Mayo, drew with Mayo in Mayo,
let's
say, won on penalties, and they're just a dangerous team. And I don't think Kerry, whose form you know, as usual, has been middling. Yeah. Because what Kerry do is saunter through and get to Crow Park, yeah. and now their
do
season
the bare
starts.
Minimum to get
exactly.
to this point,
so we've
yeah.
seen that a million times. So you wouldn't be worried about Kerry's form because this is what they always do. But this is a team now who's played a lot of games in Derry, a lot yeah. of big games, and had a huge game last week. You would have to say that the fact that they played 90 minutes plus a penalty shootout in Mayo under all the pressure in the world last week should eventually stand against them this weekend.
Yeah.
I just favour Kerry for that. But they played in a classic All-Ireland semi-final last year. It was probably the game of the year. So it really isn't that straightforward for Kerry. I know a few Kerry fans that are coming up for this game that don't usually come to the quarter-final because they're worried they might not be
right.
on the day out.
Yeah. So Donegal Louth is the other game on Saturday, and the smart money on Donegal. The day two, if we call it that, Sunday is Roscommon against Armagh is the first match, and then Dublin Galway.
Yeah,
Dublin
I like
Galway
this day too. It's
one.
Like we're having a festival
I know.
At GAA
yeah,
this
exactly,
weekend
yeah.
in Dublin. Yeah, yeah. So like Dublin Galway is again, it's not too dissimilar to the other game. Like Galway are one of those teams that can be dangerous. Mm. We've been waiting for them since the final 2 years ago when they had that amazing game with Kerry to kind of come alive in the same
yeah.
way again, and it hasn't quite happened. Now what's happened this year is they've had just a ton of injuries and players have been very, very slowly coming back. Now they're all nearly there now. We don't know exactly if Damien Comer's going to be ready for this weekend or so, but they've got more or less their full team now, but it's like whether they're all firing on all cylinders, and they haven't yet.
Yeah.
They haven't yet. They've had okay performances. They're there or thereabouts, but to go and beat Dublin in a quarter final, you almost need to be at the best you've ever played.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the worry. Now, Colin Boyle, the Mayo legend, was on with us, and obviously they saw Dublin up close when they drew with them in the last group game.
Mm.
And he was thinking that Galway had a great chance here, that Dublin just aren't firing. Now, I would trust, unlike the England conversation earlier, I would trust Dublin and Kerry to be able to step it up now
yeah.
at this stage. But there's definitely some
Galway have
there.
To step it up at some stage. There was the sense when that great Corrifin team was going that, you know, the style of play that the inter-county team, you know, were using didn't suit the Curragh fit, you know what
yeah.
I mean, as in they were kind of almost playing, fighting against themselves
yeah,
to
negative.
A degree
yeah.
They were far too negative, and then as you say there was that great final a couple of years ago, there'll be a kind of a sense of our opportunities are going to become fewer and fewer.
100%, and yeah, that team isn't getting any younger, and you look at, like, there wasn't a big crowd in Pearce Stadium in Salt Hill last week for
yeah.
the visit of Monaghan, and you're thinking, like, is there that fire there? And if they go and beat Dublin, and you would just imagine the county getting behind them and becoming a big story, and I wouldn't put it past them. I really wouldn't. I would pick Dublin, but there's enough talent in Galway if it all happens on the day. But
yeah.
That's a big if.
All right, that is the game on Sunday. Game two on day two. bumper weekend of sport ahead. Mick McCarthy from Off Ball. Mick, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.